It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. This is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local today out at Siciliano's Market on 2840 Lake Michigan Drive out here in Grand Rapids. This is a big boy toy store, man. I'm looking at bread making, cheese making, wine making, beer making. I'm not going to be making it home without some of this stuff. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, Jop. And we are at Siciliano's. And it is... this is my old hood. I moved to Grand Rapids. I moved right across the street here, right down just kitty corner from this place. And I love being back on the west side. Got a lot of friends over here. It's just a wonderful place to be. Sobeys Meats up the street. This is the hood, baby.
Yeah, it is. And I tell you what, there's a lot of good food and drink over here on this side of town, and a lot of people that really know what they're doing when you walk into one of these stores to help you out and make sure that you're sent home with a fantastic opportunity to do a great barbecue in your backyard. But today we're going to have a few of these guys on the show coming up in just a minute. We've got Doug Dorda from Siciliano's here, and Doug is the smartest guy I know about beer as far as the varieties that are available, and the inventory that they have is unbelievable. We're going to break that down. Our buddy T-Gid is going to throw up a little barbecue challenge at us today because his Saints are playing our Lions later this evening, and T-Gid from Lafayette, Louisiana is going to be with us talking about some of his tailgate food. Jeff Kuhn, our friend from Frankenmuth Brewery, keeping on that beer theme, going to talk about some of his stuff he's got going on there. Talk to our buddies out at K&M Dodge. Big Paulie from the East Coast going to grill up some scallops for us. So we got a busy show today. A lot of fun out here. You got to get out here and check out Siciliano's because I tell you what, there's a lot going on. To that, let's do it to our friend Doug. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, guys.
How you doing today, man?
Absolutely fantastic. How about you?
Hey, we're doing great. And Doug's been on the show quite a few times because he is the beer geek out here, the beer guru. I don't know. What's your real title?
I don't know about that. Beer aficionado.
Okay, how old are you?
24.
You're 24. You know more about beer than I do, and it took me like 54.
Right.
I'm slow learner.
Exactly. But, Doug, let's take a little walk around the store for nobody that's been to Siciliano's before, because this is truly a really, really unique place.
Well, that's part of the reason that I actually wanted to work here. When I first came here and I was 18 years old, student out of Grand Valley, I walked in and one of the places you just fall in love with and go, I really want to work there. And it's been an absolute pleasure ever since. But over the past couple of years, we've done quite a bit of remodeling. So when you walk in, you see our wonderful selection of loose leaf teas that we have. You can easily see our cigars, the liquors that we have behind the counter. You can see our pipe tobaccos. And behind that is just an immense, immense wall of beer, domestic and, you know, foreign. And when I say domestic, I don't mean Budweiser and Bud Light. I mean domestically produced craft beers and then all of our foreign producers as well. And then over on the side is our wine room. And we have a brand new extension room, which deals with all of our home brewing supplies, bread making supplies, and an entire wine making selection as well.
That, and that's a really big part of your business, that whole craft beer, make it, do it yourself. I mean, do you actually put on classes down here to help people learn how to brew their own beer?
That's the strange thing about it. We get a lot of phone calls about that. Do you guys put on classes? Once a year, we try to like to have a seminar, which will tie in with our annual Siciliano's homebrew competition. Those kind of supplement the classes that we really aren't able to give because Steve, the owner here, keeps it very, very family and friendly owned. So we're only a staff of five people here. So it's very, very hard for us to, you know, kind of coordinate a little class that we might have in the back. However, if you come in here and you want to learn about anything that we have available on our shelves, we will take as much time with you personally as possible to make sure that you understand as much as you can before you walk out that door exactly what you're doing.
If you just tuned in, we are the Grillin' Guys. And we're on every Saturday from 9 to 11 on WBBL 107.3. Today we are at Siciliano's Market, and it's right on the corner of Collindale and Lake Michigan Drive. It's the heart of Shawmut Hills. It's just a wonderful neighborhood. You don't have to live here to come here, but if you do live in the area, you already know where Siciliano's is because I mean, even if you don't live in this neighborhood, I run into people all over, and I'll say, oh, they'll look at our website, and they'll say, oh, Siciliano's is one of your sponsors. Man, I love that place. I can't believe how many different beers they have. And when you walk into this place, I mean, the first time I walked in, I think Jop and I came in just to talk to you guys, and I looked at your craft beer section, and I didn't want to leave. I just wanted to get my sleeping bag and stay here. It's just awesome. Where do you see this kind of selection? Nowhere.
Right. The answer,
nowhere that I've ever been in Michigan.
Right. The answer is nowhere. And, Doug, one of the things that you've always helped us with since you've been working with us on the show is we're going to barbecue something, and I call you up literally, and I say, this is what I'm making, and what would you pair with it? And one of the things we wanted to do today was talk a little bit about the seasonal beers that people are drinking and you're recommending right now. You know, Bob and I focus on grilling is a 365-day sport. It's a one-handed sport. The beautiful part about you is that you help me fill the other hand. I can do the grilling part, but you're helping with the beverage. So let's talk a little bit about some of the seasonal beers right now that you are recommending to people.
Well, I mean, definitely when it comes to this season in particular, the talk of the town is all about Imperial Stouts and double IPAs. And luckily for us, we're right here in Grand Rapids, so we're right in the heart of the craft beer community of the entirety of the state of Michigan. So we have some of the best ones being produced here and very, very close to here. Specifically when it comes to the double IPAs, we have Double Trouble from Founders and Hop Slam coming out very, very soon from Bell's. Two beers that are absolutely fantastic to stand outside in the winter, freeze your butt off, and grill some meat with.
Now, Hop Slam, is that just a seasonal?
Yes, that right. is a seasonal.
They had
it'll be
that last year, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. They do that every single year, but it's very limited availability between mid-January through February.
And then Stouts.
And then Stouts, once again, you have those two local producers. Mm-hmm. Breakfast Stout is right. running out for the season, but if you can get your hands on that one, absolutely fantastic. That coffee, kind of oat characteristic, pairs very, very well with a lot of stuff that you would put on a grill. But they also just released their Imperial Stout, which is another fantastic one.
And we go to Schmo's quite often.
Yeah.
They have got some, I mean, you've got... Bone Crusher.
Bone right. Crusher.
I just found a bottle of
Hop
in my garage last night. I was so happy. I had one bottle of Bone Crusher.
How did it just find its way there?
No,
is
I'm,
that
I'm
it, Bob?
Keeping it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, whatever. So, Bob, let's talk a little bit about what kind of food you'd put with those if you're throwing that out on the grill. Now, I like to grill low and slow this time of year, so you don't have to stand outside. Set up the smoker. You guys, you know, we talked about doing the pheasants that I did last week. But
those were good.
But the pork butt or the brisket or something like that where you can get it set up on the smoker.
I would think brisket and stout would be great, but you know what I did yesterday? I was at K&M Dodge hanging out with the guys up there, and I grilled up a bunch of, I'm having a brain cramp, flat irons.
Oh, flat iron steaks.
Flat
okay.
Irons.
You get those from Sobeys?
Flat iron, yeah, I did. A flat iron with a stout I would think would be a match made in heaven because a flat iron has this really thick, beefy taste to it. If you've never grilled one up, go up to Sobeys and grab one because theirs are different than all the others I've ever bought. They trim them right down to a nice, beautiful little. The thing is only like a half inch at the thickest part, and it almost looks like, half the size of flat iron you get anywhere else because they trim that whole big, rubbery top part. And I can't think of what they call that piece, but it's almost like membrane. They trim all that off, and you just get a beautiful piece of meat. And then I serrate it a little bit. I score it. On both sides, I put a little olive oil on it and some seasoning, some of your favorite Texas Two-Gun.
Right.
And put it on the tack. Those guys were begging for buttermilk.
I'll tell you what,
stout with that would have been crazy.
Another thing a stout would work great for? Portobello mushroom caps.
Oh, yeah.
Do like a stout reduction.
Yep.
With some garlic.
A little balsamic.
Just lay that right there. Oh.
Oh, yeah, and those are, if you've listened to the show in the past, you know that balsamics are one of my favorite things to cook with, and you pair that up with my favorite vegetable or fungus, if you will, on the grill, and that is those big portobello mushroom caps. You cook those up with a little balsamic garlic and maybe even some, unsalted butter.
Yeah.
And they almost taste like meat.
Oh, yeah.
They're done.
You could probably use them on tofu.
Yeah. That's a 2011 grilling item. We're not talking about that in 2012.
Oh, it's the new year.
Man, that only took about that only took about 15 seconds to come up. Great. That's just fantastic.
Right,
but anyway,
we gotta take a break.
Yeah. But anyway, Doug, thanks a lot for your time. We'll have you back
guys
on here in a minute. But that was Doug Dorter from Siciliano's Market. I tell you what, he's the beer guru. This guy knows everything there is to know about pairing beer and food. He said, I was talking to him about it before the show, and he handed me a book called Tasting Beer, and I know we're going to own a copy of this before I leave, because this is something that is really interesting to me.
It's going to end up in your backpack.
Yeah, right. But anyway, coming up next, we've got our buddy T. Gidd from Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, the Percy Guidry Company. He's got a line of grills that we're trying out, as well as he's going to break down some snacks for the Saints and the Lions. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. Every conversation.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.